Hello and welcome to the Organic MD podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Damon Miller, your Organic MD.
And this is Carlisle Coash. Welcome to Organic MD and our YouTube page. We're just really very happy that you're joining us again for another installment for our podcast.
And today we're going to talk about lemon juice.
Yes.
Yeah, we did a post. We mirrored the post on our Facebook page, and it surprised me how much interest people had in the topic of lemon juice, just using a little lemon juice in hot water every morning.
Something so simple, and yet people just were eating it up.
Yeah, I wrote about my
drinking it up, really.
Yeah, I wrote about my grandmother Florence, who used to make hot lemon juice every morning, and a number of people wrote back, "Yeah, I remember my grandmother did the same thing."
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was a big deal. And one of the things I wanted to talk about in the podcast, you can go read the article in the blog at Organic MD or find it on the Facebook page, Organic MD. But a lot of people say, well, but I've been told not to eat too many acidic things. I've been told to avoid acids. I've got an acid stomach. I should not be drinking lemon juice. And I just wanted to talk about this because it's lemon juice is one of those things that just doesn't work the way you think it would.
Mm.
You know, the body is the chemistry of the body is based on something called buffers. Buffers are things that keep the pH of your body from vacillating, from, you know, going high, low, you know, you eat something a little bit acidic and your body becomes really acidic. That's not the way it works. And in fact, the buffers of the body are based on acetic acid, which is basically the acid that's in lemon juice or in vinegar. And so...
I'm sorry... Acidic acid or acetic acid?
Well, acetic, A-C-E-T-I-C, acetic acid, vinegar, and similar to lemon juice and the acids that are in citrus are the same. But these are organic acids. They're weak organic acids. That's how they're classified. And they actually feed the buffer system of the body. And so pH and buffer chemistry isn't at all intuitive in a biological system, but it's very predictable. Once you understand how it works, it's very predictable what it does, but it's not not intuitive. And so when we're talking about acid-base balance in the body and the pH of the body, and you want the pH to be a little alkaline, you hear all these things, but what you need to know is that foods that would make you more alkaline often are themselves acids.
Hmm.
So lemon juice is an alkalinizing food. Lemon juice, which is itself a weak organic acid, will make you more alkaline. Vinegar, which is a weak organic acid, will make you more alkaline. And the things that would make you more acidic are themselves alkaline. So a big piece of beefsteak, if you were to stick a pH probe into it, it's a bit alkaline. And yet, because of all the acids that would be produced as you broke down that piece of meat would make you acidic. The proteins in milk would make you acidic. So generally, it's fruits and vegetables are alkalinizing, and meats and proteins and animal products are acidifying. And so I use those words. If you think of it that way, if you use those words, not foods that are acid, foods that are alkaline, which is the way everybody in the world talks about it, which is just crazy making it because it...
Because they don't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. You want to talk about foods that are acidifying, foods that are alkalinizing. And we have a list of those. I think
are much harder to pronounce.
And there are too many syllables, I know.
Okay.
But we'll put the list up on the website.
We'll take it on because that's what we're about.
Yeah. And so I just want to say that and there's a whole nother discussion we can have in another podcast just about your gut being too acidic. And so doctors tell people, oh, don't eat tomatoes, don't eat citrus, don't eat vinegar, don't eat this and that. And it's that kind of advice is nonsense. We need those acids. We need those weak organic acids to maintain our buffer systems. And our stomach makes a quart of hydrochloric acid, battery acid, a day if you're healthy. And if it doesn't make a quart of battery acid a day, then you're not healthy. And you know, we need that acid to digest and assimilate the nutrition in our foods. And so all these drugs that people take for years and years that shut that acid off for the sake of their sick stomach, it makes you feel better, but it really does a number on your health. So we'll come back to that at a later date. But anyhow, any other thoughts about the lemons?
No, I'm always amazed at this is such a simple solution to a lot of things. I mean, just a little bit of lemon water in the morning. And as you said, there were a number of people who responded back saying, yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years or 15 years, and it just really helps me feel like I'm clearing out my system and I feel more balanced. I just love the fact that something's so simple. And I'm assuming that organic lemons are a better choice.
If you're going to be eating something every day, it's best that it's organic. But organic lemons, it's unfair to say this. I live in California. You know, I mean, I've got lemon trees in my neighborhood that are just so full of lemons, they're ready to fall down. And they're organic because nobody sprays their lemon tree. But you do want to be doing organic lemons, yes. Hmm. And one of the things that we talk about mostly in the post, one of the purposes of lemon juice actually increases your production and flow of bile. So lemon is detoxifying. When you say you feel cleaned out, it's because it literally does sort of flush out your liver. It's a very simple liver detox. Very healthy, very simple, very tasty. And you feel good when you do that first thing in the morning. You do want to pour a little hot water over the lemon juice, though. Lemon juice, when it's raw, can be a little upsetting to your stomach. And just by pouring boiling water over it, it cooks it just enough so that it loses that quality. You can let it cool down before you drink it, but you do want to kind of cook it just by pouring some boiling water over it and then letting it cool or adding some cool water to.
So you could cook it and then, say, cool it off in the refrigerator if you're making a lot of it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And then once you've done that, it's sort of...
Yeah, it's just ready to go.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And please subscribe if you like us. That way you'll hear about the new things we post. And feel free to comment. We want to hear what you want from us.
Yeah, as always, we're really appreciative of any time you spend listening to our stuff and reading our posts. Always let us know if you have a suggestion or a thought, and we'll do what we can to get it done.
Okay. To your health.
Yeah. Have a good one.